Our guest in the cafe this morning is Carol Taylor, the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I read an interesting item in your blog, in your ongoing blog, and it also appeared in the Herald Banner recently. And this was about, this is interesting because it's the community of Pompeii, we think, in near Greenville.
East of Greenville.
And, you know, one of the interesting things about this, of course, you have the city of Pompeii in Italy that was destroyed by the earthquake.
That's spelled differently.
Yeah, spelled differently. But nevertheless, we have a Pompeii apparently in Hunt County that has vanished from the history books.
That's not so unusual because people in the 1840s, 1850s were very interested in Roman history and Greek history.
Right. And so it was common for towns to be named.
And you know, Leonidas...
Mayo.
Mayo.
William Leonidas Mayo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, the founder of what is now A&M Commerce.
Right.
And I said earthquake a moment ago, referring to Pompeii in Italy. Of course, it was a volcano that erupted. But minor detail. But anyway, this little town... community of Pompeii, and there is information in the 1900 census that indicates the community existed.
Right. It wasn't named that, but when you start looking at the names and the people that I believe live there, you know, I think that's where I got the community.
Mm-hmm. And there was a school.
It was a school, but it was not on any of the school records about that time. Somebody told me the other day that they had seen it on the 1930s, sometime in the 1930s school census.
Hmm. That's relatively late.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I mean, as history goes. Yeah, but the Pompeii School and apparently did exist. Now, you think, and this is yet to be proven, but you think it was somewhere off of I-30 going east from Greenville.
Yes. Down there right now, there's a, you go where the old Mary Puddinghill store was, and there's a gate in the lowlands.
Mm-hmm,
yeah. There's a farm that grows pecans.
Right.
Somewhere in that. I don't think it was farther north towards town because that is such a swamp.
Uh-huh. And, of course, we're talking about the Sabine River that runs through, or at least a tributary of the Sabine River that runs through there. We're talking with Carol Taylor. Carol is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. And Carol seems to have come up with information suggesting the existence of a community of Pompeii in Hunt County. In your blog, you said that the story goes that people left from Carroll County, Arkansas in 1857 in a wagon train. And then what happened to
the wagon train? They were going with families that were headed to California. And as they got, as the California-bound families started out, they went through Utah and got in southern Utah and were massacred by Mormons, which was hidden for a long time.
Hmm. It's not a story I would have expected to hear.
No. But the Mormon, two or three of the archivists in the Mormon church wrote a very good book about it.
Hmm.
Anyhow, this group got lost somewhere along the way. Well, they had to be pretty close to Arkansas to get lost, because if you leave Arkansas, you go northwest to get into Utah, and to come to Texas, you would come southwest.
Right.
So I think whether that's true or not, I don't know.
Pretty far off the path there. But their wagon train, apparently, so we think, broke down somewhere in what is Hunt County near Greenville. And they established a community. You said that this was a group of people that were known as Democratic Progressives. Would that mean the same thing then as it means today?
Sort of, kind of. Mm-hmm. They were Democrat, but at that time, the Southerners were Democrats.
Right.
And progressives were, yes, they wanted to. And you'll notice in there they have speakers that talk about how to do different kinds of building projects and food and all these kind of things like that are progressive.
And they were interested in progressive issues of the day, female suffrage, women voting, and temperance, which was very much a progressive idea at that time. How did you find the information about this? They had a speaker series and brought some prominent people in to speak. Where did you locate that?
I, years ago, did a thing for the Greenville Electric Utility Systems, which is not what it is. It's just juice now.
Yeah.
But they went. They did some did some some short sentences, two or three sentences, something like I do on a century ago.
Uh-huh.
And that's where I found it, and I would put it up there. And
So the record of this speaker series was
in a Greenville paper.
I
think
see.
It was in the Messenger.
Okay, one of the old Greenville newspapers.
Yes.
Carol, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Most welcome.
Carol Taylor is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.